to the AgriCast, the official podcast of AgriGamer.com. This is episode 101. I am Brian Bentley, and with me, of course, is Matt Waite and Corey Dockendorf. What's going on, guys?
Yo.
Hey, everybody. Long time, no talk. What's up?
Yep. And a lot of that is, of course, blaming me. Not that these guys ever emailed me or contacted me and said anything, but, you know, it's fine.
We missed you in spirit. So.
Yes, we did. Very much.
And which reminds me, I do owe a birthday wishes to Snappy, because he, and I sent him a message for his birthday, and he's like, where's my AgriCast? I got nothing to listen to. So we'll give him a shout-out for his birthday. So that goes out to you, Frank.
Poor Snappy.
Yeah, I don't feel that bad. but really, Matt, what have you been up to in our short break since episode 100?
Doing the same thing over and over again. Wake up, play WoW, play other video games, eat, go to sleep.
Is that the definition of insanity?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So pretty much you've been playing WoW and Diablo?
Nope. I haven't played Diablo since, it's a couple months now.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I've just been playing WoW. And believe it or not, Call of Duty. My friend let me borrow Black Ops. I've just been playing Zombies. Then he let me borrow Modern Warfare 3, and I've just been playing Survival. You know, just for shits and giggles.
Wow. All right. And what console are you playing those on?
Obviously the 360.
Well, not obviously.
Yeah.
I play Black Ops. I own Black Ops. I play it on the PS3.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I know I'm the only one, but, I mean, sometimes there's other people.
Yeah, sometimes. But it's not that, obviously, you know, that, oh, Xbox 360 is the good choice to go to. It's just I only have an Xbox 360.
Ah, I see. Okay, all right. That's fine. All right.
You could have been playing on PC.
No, I don't think anyone actually plays Call of Duty on the PC.
Yeah.
If you're playing a shooter on the PC, you're probably playing Battlefield 3.
Yep.
You know, I'm just saying. Corey, what about you? What have you been up to in the last month or two?
Keeping busy. Playing a lot of web-based games. I've been playing Drakensang, the web-based browser game. I was playing Outernauts, the Facebook game, for quite some time. What else have I been playing? A lot of League of Legends. Minecraft on the Xbox 360. I've been really getting into that. I'm really hoping that the new update has a bunch of really cool stuff on it. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that game. It's just, you know, I've always heard about, you know, people that have always been playing it have always talked about how it's a very addictive game. And I'm like, yeah, put blocks. Yeah, whatever. And then I went and played the game, and I'm genuinely having a good time. Now, mind you, I'm not using the dupe trick for all those that know about the dupe trick. I'm actually mining for diamond. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm building a castle right now, and it's a big time investment, very creative. But it's a lot of fun. And I get a couple buddies on every now and then, help me, and we play. But it's very cool. It's a lot of fun, especially for 360. It seems like it's just a beta release, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so what drew you to getting it on 360 rather than on the PC?
So, because... my kid.
Besides you being a fanboy,
no, I mean, no, you know that. Actually, I'm.
No, it's fine.
No.
Just continue.
No, I originally had it on the PC. I had got the original game on the PC when it was like way back in the day, and it did not catch my attention at all. I was like, ah, yeah, whatever. And then a bunch of the people that I follow on Twitter were like, oh, I just downloaded Minecraft on Xbox. It's so much fun. Blah, 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 blah. And I thought about it, and I was like, well, you know, I'll give it a shot. I got a bunch of Xbox friends. They all downloaded. You know, I'll hop in that group. I didn't know. I don't really have too many friends to play on the PC, so it's really difficult to find a group. Whereas Xbox, I have a better communication. I have my friends list. Everybody's playing. Hey, Corey, hop in this game. And then I hop in. It's just, it's easier. PC to me with Minecraft is always a big LAN party. So if I had a LAN party and I was hosting and I was like, oh, there's like 10 of us and we're rocking it, that's awesome. But it's really – I don't have all the time to set up a LAN party every other weekend, you know. It's much easier just to hop in and hop out of games and help people build things. And Pwn.com has the Minecraft Nights, which is fun. Played with a couple of those guys. And, it's just a lot of fun, honestly.
Nice.
All right. I like it. All right. Well, I'm not totally convinced, but you definitely have caught my ear on that.
And I was playing this past weekend was the beta for End of Nations.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, and what happened there?
I don't know. It's the first game that I actually played probably for about 2 hours and really didn't know what was going on.
For the people who don't know, kind of give a little brief. What type of game is it?
End of Nations is the latest title from Petroglyph Games and Trion, the guys that made Rift. And Petroglyph Games made the MOBA Rise of the Immortals. So End of Nations is this RTS massively multiplayer online title. I say that and everybody's like, oh, StarCraft. It's not StarCraft because it's constant. You're constantly online. So there's people that hop in and out of your games constantly, and you guys try and fight objectives and whatever. Running through the tutorial was very odd because I didn't feel that I was in an online game. I felt that I was in a single player game with some horrible chat box commentary. So I was playing the game and I was running and doing my objectives, and then I completed the tutorial, but I didn't know why I completed the tutorial or how I completed it. I just went to the objective, blew it up, and kept going. I don't know what my teammates were doing. I don't know if they were completing other objectives. There was no really clarification. It was very confusing. And even like 2 hours into it, I was just like, okay, yeah, great. Go over there, destroy that turret. Where's all these awesome ground units? Fire, destroy it. Yes, I just did what the announcer said, and in the chat box, I've got, oh, teabagged. I was like, what? What happened? Where am I? I'm nowhere near that conversation, but it's happening in my chat box. Yeah, Matt, it's literally like sitting in Baron's chat in World of Warcraft and playing an RTS game. So that's best way I can explain it. Chuck Norris jokes. It's a unique concept. I'll give you that. It's the first of its kind that I've seen, you know, an RTS MMO MOBA style game, but I can't even say it's a MOBA style game, but it's an MMO, I guess. Consistent world, but
oh, nice.
I would have to play it a little bit longer. I would have to get to the end of the game and see how it ends. I mean, how do you have a storyline as well as having other people in game type deal? And it's always frustrating, right? Because like you lose because half your team leaves and something else isn't getting done, and you just have to lose because you don't have enough people and they drop out like last end or like somebody's DCs. It's very obscure. I think that some polish and maybe a few more explanations would go a long way. But
so what you're saying is if they actually made the game good, it would help.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to say that because it's beautiful game. Beautiful game. Really, it's very reminiscent of StarCraft. It's very reminiscent of Dune. That's a good comparison. Dune and the Command and Conquer series, because you have these ground units and you know, you can pick the Liberation or you can pick the bad guys and raw and just jump over and call down nukes and blow stuff. But I mean, it's giving me tooltips that are happening, and I'm going, well, I guess I should use that now because the tooltip says I should use it. So I use it, and then it goes, good job, and you blew up your objective, and then you move to the next one. It was really, even the tutorial, the first couple minutes, they recommend you going to the tutorial, and basically in-game shoots up a YouTube video that I'm sure you can look the video up, but it gives you a tutorial, and just this guy explains how to play an RTS game, makes no mention of what everybody else is doing. It's just telling what you're doing. So, mind-blowing. I still am reeling and trying to understand it. I would love to review it, but I don't really have anything to review.
I didn't really understand
it. Yeah, I left the game more confused than when I started. So.
Nice.
Well, there's 2 hours of your life you'll never get back.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I could have been in Minecraft finishing my castle, but I suggest everybody try it out, though. It is free to play, so there's really no reason to not play it, you know? If you want to try something different or see something that you're not used to at all, I highly recommend checking it out when it comes out, which is in a couple of months. But yeah, it's a unique experience, I'll tell you that much.
Wow. You do realize that when people, a lot of times, especially on podcasts and in video games industry, when they say it's unique, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. exactly. So not everybody has a good idea. So.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a good idea at the time.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's pretty much it. Speaking of betas, I actually got a really great email about the game City of Steam. I was kind of interested in it, so I put my name in. It's like, the server is now open. And so I'm like, oh, that's great. I click on it. It's like, we sent you the code already. I'm like, no. No, you didn't. But thanks for letting me know that I didn't get a code and the server's open. Thanks for rubbing that in. Awesome.
Sucks for you.
Yeah. But as far as me, I've been actually going back and playing a lot of like games I kind of had on my PS3.
Oh, okay.
So I actually went through and played. They released for the PS Plus members. They released the first Sly Cooper, like the HD remix thing.
Oh, nice.
For free. So I had downloaded it, and it was just sitting there, and I'm like, you know, I've never played a Sly Raccoon, you know, game before. I'm like, I want to give this a shot. And then I basically just plowed right through it because I was having so much fun.
Nice.
It was freaking great. And it was my first platinum trophy.
Oh, sick.
Oh, congrats. Yeah, so that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I was pretty happy. That was a lot of fun. And then I sort of bounced between Tecmo Bowl Throwback, which...
old school.
Right? And... Yeah, which, like, it's so funny when you're playing because you have such nostalgia for it that you, like, things that happen and why does the game let this happen? And you're like, all right, it's just Tecmo Bowl, it's fine. The New Orleans Saints made the playoffs with a record of 108, 136, and 1.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep. yeah, they apparently played about 250 games last that one season.
That's amazing.
I thought that was pretty great.
Wow.
Someone recovered an onside kick on a free kick. So I got a safety. They free kicked and then they recovered an onside kick. I'm just like, I just threw up my hands. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? You're not supposed to be able to do that, but whatever.
Tecmo Bowl isn't for people that follow football. Tecmo Bowl is for people that have no idea what's happening in the game. So when you play it, you can't really, that happened. You're like, obviously an onside kick is good. That's valid. Yeah, that's a total legal move.
So that was kind of it. So I played a season or two on that. That was just fun. And then Plants vs. Zombies.
Nice.
You know, any time that you ever are just feeling like you just need something to take your mind off it, I mean, Plants vs. Zombies is perfect for that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So other than that, I really haven't been playing a whole lot.
Dropped a small fortune on Steam. I'm sorry. Was that
right? Yeah. Well, of course. Which actually makes I did start playing a different game today, Space Chem.
I'm sorry.
I don't know
Space
if you guys,
what?
Chem, as in chemistry.
Oh.
Okay. Nope.
And so it's like you have these lines and you give it like there's this thing that travels on the lines and they call it a Waldo. I don't know. It looks like a circle to me. Anyway, you pick up the molecules, the atoms, and you take different atoms. You have to like drop them off in different places and start making chemical formulas and shooting it out the reactor. So if you have, two oxygen, you have to put them together to make, O2, and then you can send it out. Or hydrochloric acid, one side has an H, the other side has a Cl. You put them you bond them together, and then you drop it off and send it out.
Nice.
Sounds like an educational game to me.
Oh,
it is. I mean... There's the video game part, but I mean, they actually stick to chemical rules. It's
oh, cool.
And so far it's pretty fun, but it's the tutorial's a little, cause there were times where they handhold you the first level, they handhold you the second level, introducing new things. And like the third level, there's no instructions. You're like, okay, well, I guess I'll just figure it out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? I got nothing else to do. That's about it for me. And just an update, I haven't really done a whole lot on the writing side besides Yeah, I know. I know you know. I talked to you yesterday.
Well, that, and I'm sure nobody's read anything from you for a while. I'm probably like, I wonder where Brian is. He's probably dead.
Yeah. I kind of was. But other than, you know, me being the only person in the country who hated Dyad. Okay. So that was good.
Oh. Where's that review?
Oh, that review's on coinop.tv.
Hey, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Okay. So that's about it. And I did download Persona 3 FES, but I have not started playing it yet.
Of course.
And I have to get that played before October when Persona 4...
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, yeah, AC3.
That's, you're going to do Persona 4 before AC3?
No, I'll probably
do it. Yeah, okay.
But, Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, Resident Evil 6, and then, like I said, Persona 4 Golden comes out that time, too. So October is going to be a pretty busy month for me.
Good deal. We look forward to reviews.
My real hope is that I get picked for the Resident Evil 6 review because I want to have my brother down and the two of us are going to sit and plow through that.
Oh, that'd be mad epic.
It's going to be awesome.
Is it wrong? I hope you get picked for the Resident Evil review too.
No. All right. So as far as Community Spotlight, I got an email. I know Corey already said he's gotten signed up before the show. But Extra Life is starting up again. It's October 20th this year. So make sure you go to extra-life.org and sign up because all the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital of your choice. And let's be honest, there's no reason you shouldn't be doing this or donating money to someone who is doing it because those kids need your money. That's it.
Yep.
And you get to play video games all day. Really?
Right. Yeah. Take a day off from work, you know. Say, yes, hey, exactly. Sorry, boss.
Exactly. Although I will admit that spending the last couple hours standing up because I didn't want to fall asleep playing was one thing, and then crashing for the rest of the day, pretty much.
Yeah, nice. It's fun to watch people that have never done it before because you have to. It's a stamina thing. I know everybody thinks you just sit down and play video games. 4 o'clock in the morning comes pretty quick, and then it's between energy drinks, and then your body at that point is going, I have no idea what's going on. Just let me be.
Pretty much. So definitely find someone. I'm sure, like, once we all get signed up or whatever, we'll make sure we put that in the show notes and stuff. But take the time, donate, or play. All right, it's now time for everybody's favorite section, Care, Don't Care, where I'm going to have 5 questions for the guys. And then they are going to tell me whether they care or don't care. We bounce back and forth between Matt and Corey starting off. And what? Oh, you're just breathing. All right.
Sorry, I was yawning.
Our show is so exciting. Hosts fall asleep during
it. Yep. My bad.
I really don't blame him. All right. Care or don't care. We're going to start with Matt. So I just wrote about this today. Capcom, do you care or not care that Capcom used feedback from the demo, whether it was the E3 or the Dragon's Dogma demo for Resident Evil 6, to make tweaks and adjustments to the game?
I guess I don't care. It's cool, you know, as making tweaks and stuff to better the game. I'm fine with that. So I guess I really don't care.
All right. Corey, over to you.
I care because if it's... What were the tweaks? Were the tweaks good tweaks or bad tweaks? Were there a lot of requests or so much feedback about problems with the game that they had to tweak it? Or was there so much feedback about what was missing that they had to tweak it?
Well, from what I've read and seen in like some of the... From Comic-Con and what I looked in the... So what I did is they sent out these new gameplay trailers and then I went back and replayed the demo that came from Dragon's Dogma just to kind of compare the two.
Right.
And first thing that you can notice is that, you know, they moved the camera so that, you know, I'm just using for an example, Chris is more off to the side when you're shooting. So before, you know, the character was more towards the middle and now they're off to the side.
Well, that's good.
So you actually control the camera, like there's actually will have the options to tell the game how you want the camera when you're not aiming and when you're aiming.
That's cool.
So those will be two separate settings, and then, you know, you pick which side you, when you're aiming, which side your character is going to be on, so that you have a bigger field of vision when you're shooting.
Oh, sick. So, and like, people who are, like, left-handed can have it go over the left shoulder or the right shoulder and stuff like that?
Correct.
That's awesome.
See, now that's why I care about something like this, is because rather than hitting the forums and listening to, you know, the and fishing through the trolls and going through all this crap to find out what actually people want out of the game, they're getting, you know, instantaneous, I'm standing next to you feedback, which you're going to get a much more honest opinion than a Rickroll if you're standing next to somebody playing the game. So by taking that feedback and then applying it to the game and making the changes, it's just nice to see, you know, although this can also be counterintuitive because we all saw what happened with Mass Effect with all of that feedback.
Oops.
So, it's one of those things like, this is the instance that it's a good instance. You know, rather than changing the entire game, they're just making minor adjustments to make the playthrough much more enjoyable. Whereas, well, obviously, the whole Mass Effect 3 thing where I don't like it, give me a new ending. Yeah, there's an extreme, you know, and I think as long as Capcom keeps below that extreme, it'll be great. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen. That's why I'm kind of caring about it.
Yeah, that was like the big thing. I mean, there were a few other tweaks, especially one that I liked was the, you know, when you start to flip through your guns, they moved it from being a, like, a small wheel in the corner to being like a, I called it a lazy Susan, so like a thing that rotates in front of your, like, directly in the middle of the screen. So that you're not, like, looking down at the corner, picking your gun, and you're taking your eyes off what the target needs to be.
So is this just a lot of UI changes, or is it actual gameplay changes?
I don't think there were gameplay changes as much as it was making the, you know, like, the UI cleaner and making it handle better.
Yeah, nice. And I think that's a great idea. That's fantastic.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I'm all for it.
So my, again, sort of like bouncing off what Corey's idea was, is my only concern is that games are going to start doing this so they can avoid the Mass Effect problem.
Yes, yes. Oh, get it out of the way now and get that feedback now. I mean, we have how many gaming conventions a year, and people are always showing their latest game and letting people just play the latest iteration of whatever that game is. There's really no reason for them to say, well, I didn't have any feedback, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I guess I do have a slight concern that more companies are going to go to something like this. Like, it's not that I think it's a bad idea. I just don't like, this is going to sound terrible, but I don't like consumers having the idea that they have a big enough voice to start changing things.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that one.
But we do. I mean, are we not in that stage yet? I thought we were.
But should we be?
Should we be? No. But are we? Yes.
You know, it's sort of like the idea of that, you know, the United States is a republic and not a democracy. You know, we elect people to make these decisions for us, you know, in a very similar, obviously we don't elect developers, but we pay the developers so that they make the decisions for us.
Yep. We're past that with the internet and everybody being online and socially connected constantly. That has gone away, my friend. That is a long time gone.
Bye bye.
So, yeah.
Hey, and we'll go back to this because, you know, me being the Blizzard fanboy that I am, even Blizzard is doing it to an extent. I mean, with the new Mist of Pandaria, we're getting Pokemon, we're getting Farmville, why? Because that works, and they know that's what sells, and that's what people like, and that's what people gear towards. So. Yep.
Sad.
Why don't we see other games do that? I actually do see other titles falling that way.
Maybe I'm just getting old.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
you're just like yeah, you are.
Best all answer right. ever. Yeah. Oh, I don't like the way video games are going. That's because you're old.
I've been told worse. Oh. I've been called worse for better reasons. All right, Corey, you are starting us off on this one. Care or don't care that the Wii U version of Madden 13 will not have their new Infinity Engine physics.
I'm sorry, you lost me at Wii U. What were we talking about? No. I don't care because I'm not going to play Madden on the Wii U at all.
Yeah, Are you going to play Madden 13 at all, by any chance?
If I would, it wasn't going to be on the Wii.
Right.
That's like, what is a good comparison to put that to? I'm trying to be as nice as humanly possible, but honestly, I just don't care because I have not seen enough of the Wii U functionality for me to get excited and for them to be like, oh, it's not using this new Infinity engine. I'm like, and?
That's reassuring.
Can you show me a game that's going to blow me away with the Infinity engine, please? No? Nothing? Okay. Well, I'm not so concerned about it.
I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You go now. What's up? What?
Huh?
Well, I was just going to start going off, but go ahead.
Oh, no. All you, man. All you.
All right.
Go, Brian, go.
All right. So I guess what bothers me is, and I'm looking at an article on Shaq News, so it doesn't really say exactly what the problem is, other than a lot of times new hardware comes with new challenges. So that was the game producer, Yuri Blau. Wow, okay. Bialos?
Yeah.
Good job.
All right. I should have written down how I wanted to pronounce that before. But anyway.
Yeah.
So they weren't able to work it into the new hardware. And I guess, do you guys think that might be a sign of the Wii U, or is that a sign of EA being so tight under the gun for getting this out every single year that they're unable to adapt to the point where they're going to be able to use it?
Ooh, it's going. I'll go. Okay. Sorry. yes. I think that it's a little bit of both, but I think that most of it's probably on EA's side. EA is not one to be told what they're going to do or what they're going to use. So, yeah, I can see, you know, Nintendo going, hey, we have this awesome new Infinity engine. Great physics for the system. You should build Madden on it. And EA goes, no.
Oh, no. This is the Infinity engine is EA's new big thing for Madden. Like, this is their big headliner piece.
Maybe we can't handle the hardware? Or can't handle, well, not the hardware. Wii U can't handle the software.
Wii U.
See?
I don't. That's what is not clear. Other than they weren't able to work it, the engine, into the hardware, for gold, you know, like to be gold. Or what? Like, it doesn't. So it's not going to have the new physics engine, and it's not going to have other modes like Madden Ultimate Team and online team play. So basically, I'm not even sure why they're releasing it other than to get a few bucks.
You say you don't get online team play?
Yeah, there's no online team play.
Why would I play this game?
I don't know.
Okay,
because because you probably do not have... These are probably the people who do not have a Xbox or a PS3, and they have the Wii, and then they're going to get a Wii U, which is still a fucking stupid name. Anyway, But then they're going to buy this game, and it's not the real game. It's like this. It's like playing SimCity Social and thinking like I did. I started playing it, and I'm like, oh, I just want to play SimCity. This is stupid.
So that's going to be your excuse. You're going to be like, God, I would really like to play Madden if it was on PlayStation or Xbox. Ayo. I mean, why would you're buying half a game? Why would you buy a game that does not have everything? I mean, this isn't even like DLC content, like, oh, you get an unlockable only in the Wii U version. This is literally, you are missing half of the technology in the game.
Oh, my God. Spells disaster for Nintendo, you know?
You know what this shows? Is this shows that the Wii U is not ready to be a next-gen yet.
Nope, not at all.
I mean, if it's not going to push the boundaries and be up to par with PlayStation, Xbox, 360, and 3, which are already outdated systems... I mean, we're already working on the new Xbox 720 and the PS4, and the Wii U's going to come out and be like, oh, yeah, I'm still using the stuff back in Madden NFL 12.
Well, I think, to be honest, what I think it really is EA somehow sat down and said, okay, we're going to sell this many units on 360 and this many units on the, you know, on the PS3, and we're going to sell this many units on the Wii. What happens if we move it to the Wii U instead? And they're like, Well, we could either spend all this extra money to get the engine to work on the Wii U hardware. Nah, you know, we're really not going to lose that many sales if it's not in there, so fuck it. Let's not do the extra work.
Yep. Just slap the name Madden on it, and it'll sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, I don't... That is not a good sign for the Wii U. That is a really...
Speaking of EA, sorry, I have to interject this story. So I got NHL 12 from Gamefly, and I put it in, and it's like, and of course, right away, I want to make a pro. I want to play, you know, in the NHL. I think it's going to be awesome. So I'm like, all right. So I make my guy. I start playing in the first game in like the Quebec, you know, junior hockey league. I'm like, all right, I'll work my way up. This is going to be cool. I start playing, I score, I get an assist. I'm like, oh, this is great. Halfway through the second period, there's a replay, it freezes. I'm like, okay, so I back out. I have to forcibly shut down my PS3. And then I'm like, all right, whatever. So I pick it back up. This time it happens in the first period. And the next time it happens in the first period, the next time it happens in the second period, I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed.
Fuck this game.
Yeah, so I tried it. Three more times it happens. I send a tweet to EA support, and they're like, oh, that shouldn't happen.
Well, it really? Is.
Shit, you really? Because I was hoping that the game would just freeze in the middle of a replay.
It's not us, it's you.
Yeah. So I'm just like, fuck, I don't know. So just so you know, tweeting EA support, real helpful.
Yeah, time to flip some tables.
All right, Matt, we're back to you. Care don't care that the recent Steam summer sales garner many unit sales. So a lot of sales of units, but how many of those games are actually being played?
I don't care. I don't use Steam. I'm not really a PC gamer.
You're fine.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. On to Corey.
I did not know this before we let him on the show.
Who invited Matt? I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm disappointed right now. You have a PC. One of the first things you install is Steam.
I don't have a PC. I have a laptop.
Don't put EA in there. Don't ruin this.
I'm sorry. All right, Corey. So,
what are we talking about? I mean, I just got distracted. I'm like blown away that Matt doesn't have Steam. I'm just shocked.
Okay. I'm thinking about myself, and I know you and I talked about this yesterday, but I bought a bunch of games, especially like the indie bundles, like 5 games for $10. So I bought a bunch of those, and I'm realizing that, yeah, okay, it's great. They can report that, hey, they sold a bunch of units on Steam during the Steam summer sale. Are these games actually being played? I mean, I think it's great that we're helping out the indie development community, but I mean, if they're not actually being played... Isn't that kind of disingenuous?
No. Capitalism lives. Seriously. If you you build a game, you post it on Steam, everybody and their mother buys the game and will say a third of them play it. You still have money from all those sales. Who cares who played the game?
Money.
and don't give me this, but they're an indie developer. They want their no, because when it comes down to it, when a publisher comes through and says, "Hey, remember that game that you just had that sold 1.7 million copies over the Steam sale?" Oh yes, I'm sorry, I can't hear you over all the dough and money that I'm rolling in. It's okay. We'd like to buy you. Okay, more money, please. That's what you do. Who cares whether they don't play it or not? It's in your library. You own it. You can play it anytime you want. That's good for you, but it's great for the indie developer because they just made more money to develop something else.
Yes.
Why do you say that's disenchanting? I don't understand. Why does that seem unfair?
I said disingenuous, not disenchanting.
Wait, disenchanting? Like disenchanting? Stop playing WoW, dude.
Yeah. Stop trying to debuff me, Corey.
I just debuffed Brian.
Quick.
That doesn't come out right. I want to
You totally just
I'd like
said
the
that.
Rest of that. I would like that entirely stricken from the record.
No, sir. That is not my ringtone. Okay.
Pop time warp.
Oh, that was amazing. You walked right into that. But, no, so this disingenuous. Why do you think that? Why would you think that?
I guess in this case I'm playing devil's advocate. I totally am fine with, you know, indie developers getting more money. I wonder if it is, if there isn't some part where I realize now that I have all these games, especially these indie games that I want to play, and I just have too many of them. And I feeling bad is probably not the right word, because I got my money. I'm happy for that, but you know, I mean, I think that there should be some type of, you know, like where you got to play it, and you know, I want to evangelize these games, but I can't because I'm not playing them. I just bought them all.
And that's on you. That's your fault, man. That's nothing to do with the developer. And we'll go devil's advocate here. But I have numerous titles that I have bought because either it's been recommended, it was on sale, that I have never touched. Perfect example, Legend of Grimrock. I have in my Steam library. I bought it because everybody says how great it was. I have yet to touch the thing. I picked up Transformers War of Cybertron because my brother said it was awesome. I haven't played it. You know, it's why did you pick these games up? Because they came highly recommended. I don't necessarily have the time to play it, but on the off chance that I actually have some free time, maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Eh. But still, I'm supporting the developer for a game that I would eventually like to play. But that's the beauty of Steam, is that you can have this unlimited, masterful library of games and be able to play them whenever you want. Or not play them, if that's your choice, and always be able to go back to them. I have the entire Prince of Persia series, and I haven't touched a single one of them.
Oh, wow.
Like five games.
Dude, do you have the original?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
I
remember playing that back in, like, 93,
I have,
man.
Prince of Persia, Forgotten Sands, Sands of Time, Two Thrones,
okay. Warrior. Wait a minute. Just to rag on Brian for how old he was, in 1993... I was 3 years old.
Wow. I was playing Prince of Persia on my PC, and you were running around in your diaper.
Yep.
You didn't even know who Mario was at that point.
I kind of did. I started playing video games really early.
Matt came out with suspenders on.
crying right now. I just want everyone to know.
But that, you know, that's I don't care. Honestly, it comes down to the indie developer got their money. I supported the game. Whether I play the game or not, that's my prerogative, and that's kind of what makes the Steam sales so great, is to be able to pick those games up and have the opportunity to have them and play them at a future time if you don't have time to, you know, get them. You can always come back to it. That's one of the beauties of Steam, or at least one of the beauties that I love about Steam, is that I can just expand my library and someone goes, hey, did you ever play, for example, Prince of Persia? I can go, no, but I have that on Steam, so I can go pick that up. You know, I don't have to go buy it. I don't have to go find it or go to GameStop or online and try and find it. It's right there in my library. Click, download, play.
Yay!
I don't know. It was just one of those things that I was thinking about, you know, earlier. All right. Corey, we're starting with you. Care, don't care. Facial tattoos.
Are we talking good facial tattoos, or are we talking like I'm Mike Tyson and got one just for fun tattoo?
I just wrote the word facial tattoos.
Okay, so just facial as a whole.
You can go good ones, bad ones, however you want.
I do care. Because sometimes they're not so great. And sometimes they're amazing. So whether I like it or not really depends on the person, but I do care because an ugly face tattoo is with you for life. So I do care. And I feel
as
bad.
As opposed to an ugly face, which is only...
Which plastic surgery will fix that right up for you. It's cool. It's
like, oh, yeah.
Matt, we're over to you.
Don't care. It's your body. Do with it what you please.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, although, you know, there are some ugly people out there that maybe they should think about it. I'm just saying.
Don't want to, you know, put too much attention to that ugly mug of yours, you know?
Exactly. All right, Matt, we're going to start with you. I saved the best one for last because I really want to get Corey's reaction on this.
Okay.
But we're going to start with you. Kara, don't care. that Kurt Schilling came out in the in Boston Magazine and said that the Kingdoms of Amalur MMO, nicknamed Copernicus, just wasn't fun.
I care. That I don't know. That's a bit heartbreaking. It's like, if it wasn't fun, then why the fuck did you, like, you know, spend millions of dollars working on it and shit? Like, what? I have a headache. Go on to Corey. I can't.
All right, Corey, it's over to you.
I do care, because honestly, I think he's just saying that. You know, I don't think. I mean, for those that that have listened to this podcast, we played Kingdoms of Amalur.
That we did.
We loved Kingdoms of Amalur. All three of us enjoyed that game. Maybe mm-hmm. not to the full extent of loving it, but all three of us enjoyed it quite a bit. Yeah. So why would you say that the MMO version of that isn't very fun? I think that why is it not? He said it was not, and I may misquote him here, but he says it wasn't exciting or engaging. If you stuck to the same storyline, you had the same team, the only difference was you were playing with your friends online, which would make it that much better. I really don't see how that could not be fun. I think that he's just like, you know, trying to soften the blow. We saw the trailer for it, the leaked trailer that everybody was like, I saw that trailer and I was like, I need this game. I miss this game. I wish I had it. And it will never come to light. I will never get to see it, so I will never get to make that assumption. I don't think it's fair for Kurt Schilling to say, oh, I didn't like it, so I, you know, we didn't do it. Or we were going downhill anyway, so that's okay. The MMO wasn't that fun anyways. Then you're just saying that you were going to fail eventually, and you knew that? I just don't see that happening. He was so big and pushing for everything that was 38 Studios. I just don't see how an MMO of Copernicus could not be fun.
Yeah. Just to expand, Corey, you were very correct. The game wasn't fun. It was my biggest gripe for probably the past 8 to 12 months. He went on to say that the game was visually stunning, but the actual nuts and bolts of the game weren't very exciting or engaging. So basically, you took a giant loan from the state of Rhode Island, and for 8 to 12 months, you were sitting on a brick of shit. That's what he's saying.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck were you doing with the money? Why weren't you using the money to make it better?
Yeah, I know, right?
This blows my mind. And just, to me, like, he'll never, ever do anything in video games ever again.
You can't.
Because no one will ever trust him.
Yep.
And to come out and just say that it wasn't fun is basically, I mean, it's kind of like saying, like, after you break up with a girl, you're like, oh, and the sex wasn't good.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a little heartbreaking because when that whole thing went down, you heard about all of these amazing developers and artists and whatnot basically praising this title that they worked so hard on.
Yeah.
And for the CEO to come out and be like, yeah, it wasn't that
crap.
Yeah, everything you did was invalidated because I didn't think it was fun.
To me, that's insult to injury. I mean, you already screwed these people over, and now you're going to be like – and then he tried to put it on him. Oh, it was my fault, mostly my fault. You know, people were working slowly. What did he say? He said there was a significant
Schilling's shortcomings as a manager and territorial nature of departments.
Yeah, what? You are the example for your company. You are the top cheese. You don't ever have a flop of a game and the CEO could be like, yeah, it wasn't me, it was them. Or it wasn't them, it was me. You don't point fingers, especially after something this tragic to have happened. That's just tacky and bad form, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Kurt Schilling, you had a good run. You could have been something great. Shove off.
Go ahead, Matt.
I think all it comes down to in my mind is we're not going to have a Kingdoms of Amalur 2.
Yep.
and I weep so hard for that loss.
It's true. I agree with Matt on that one. It's unfortunate that such a title that had so much potential and a company that had so much potential fell like this, and it's even worse to have this come out now, months after the issue, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's insult to injury at this point. Sorry, guys, I botched that whole thing.
Saw the wound.
Yeah. It's just, ugh. Yeah. And he made us believe in him and the whole team. And
wow. Can we move on? I'm all depressed now.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, let's move on. All right. So that's Care, Don't Care. There's a lot of things that we can talk about for the main thing. One of the things I wanted to talk about was MMOs, and for our main topic, if you will. And Matt, you were saying that you've been playing WoW. Corey, you said before the show that you're not playing, but you're just waiting for the next thing, and I'm sure more people will come back.
Yep.
Is the... obviously, there is a shift in the business model for MMOs, but is the MMO market possibly turning into more of a niche market comparatively to, you know, where it was a much more prominent, you know, everybody does it sort of thing previously? Is it possible that it is turning into more of a niche thing where people play for a little bit and then they stop and they play for a little bit, but it's not something that everyone is getting obsessed with?
Yeah, I think that MMOs are marketing, the business model's changed. It's being marketed more towards the casual gamer, the person that wants to hop in, play for a couple hours, and then get out. But also have the ability for hardcore to play, you know? That being the nature of the business, free-to-play just seems like the more efficient model, because you give access to everybody. Everybody can play it at their own pace or their own level. And as that's modified, I really think that that's going to be the standard. That really, World of Warcraft is the last paid-to-play MMO that most people are really still into. You have Rift to a point, but I guarantee by this time next year it'll be free to play. You have Star Wars: The Old Republic, which is going free to play here this fall. You have these big titles going free to play because they understand that is kind of where the market is moving, and that's where they're going to get their most money. Really, the $14.99 month model is going away. It's practically gone. I this time next year, unless World of Warcraft goes free to play, which could be a possibility, it's done. It's you can't charge somebody $14.99 for a month's worth of play when all you want is a couple hours a month, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facebook, I mean, even you have like Zynga, which did not do so well last quarter monetarily, took a big hit because a lot of people are kind of getting away from those games because all these new free-to-play games are popping up and these new free-to-play options. By the way, Outer Knots, amazing free-to-play game. If you like Pokemon and all that, you totally need to play Outer Knots by Insomniac Games on Facebook, which is just another free-to-play game that's very addictive and very well done. A new one that's coming out, perfect free-to-play model that's, I think, is groundbreaking is Ultima Forever, which I cannot wait to play. I've signed up for the beta. I'm waiting for my beta pass, anybody that's listening. But no, it's interesting because the Ultima free-to-play model will not incorporate that whole energy model that we've all seen, where you only have a certain amount of energy to play with that day, or you only can do so many things because you only have so many points, you have to kind of step away for a couple hours and then come back to it. It's getting rid of all of that. The game is pretty much open completely. You can play the game from start to finish without ever worrying about that. The only thing that's really purchasable for quote-unquote microtransactions will be like vanity gear, vanity weapons, inventory space, and then early access to abilities before anybody else, which I think is interesting. And even Virtue, which is kind of like the main transaction through everybody, is you can't even buy that. That will have to be earned. So it's genuinely a free-to-play game that all you're really paying for is making your character look cooler.
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, I think that the model is changing, and that's where we're going right now, and people just have to hop on and ride the wave. So it's just where the MMO model is going.
And speaking of that niche, that the MMOs are going into the niche of the hardcore PC players, from personal experience, I like seriously doubt that, because in World of Warcraft, my old guildmaster, she was in her 40s.
Did she debuff you?
No, she didn't. But
I'm sorry.
She was in her 40s. She played with her husband, her three sons, and their girlfriends / wives. And they all raided, you know, like three times a week. And, you know, then they had some family friends that were in the guild that were from another state. And, yeah, I'd have to say that no way in hell it's a niche, because they have full-time jobs, they have families, bills, all that jazz. And, you know, a couple hours a night, go on WoW and play.
Brian, you have to agree that it's not a niche. I mean, you play Facebook games, you play free-to-play games.
Yeah, I was not necessarily... See, I actually don't really put Facebook games in the MMO space.
Me neither.
Okay.
I understand why you would, and maybe I'm wrong, but I guess, and this is something I've actually been thinking a lot about, especially as, you know, at a time when I used to be playing, you know, say, I don't know, five or six different Facebook games, I'm kind of down to about two or three.
Good.
Because
I keep getting crap from you.
Well, you should be playing Marvel's Avengers Alliance.
Oh, I'm playing Outer
Nuts. It's fucking fun.
And someone should accept my friend request, but, yeah.
Ooh.
Corey.
Fuck.
I'm not playing Marvel.
You should be playing it. It's fun. Yeah, it was. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh,
that's what you were saying. Peer pressure.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like it's just a complete, like, to me, an MMO is one where people get on. It's not asynchronous.
Okay.
So maybe that's. sadness. But I mean, to me, that would be something like MMO is a game where you play with people, as opposed to everyone mooches off of everybody else for this type of asynchronous gameplay.
But honestly, how many games are like that out there right now?
And that's kind of what brought this all on. Is, I mean, if you're looking at, I mean, I haven't actually played Rift. But it seems to be dying. There's still Lord of the Rings Online. WoW. You know, you said Guild Wars 2 is going to be coming out, although that's a slightly different business model.
It's a much better business model, if you ask me.
They're trying to... They're completely rebranding Final Fantasy 14.
Did you not play that game?
Oh my god, I played that game for about like 2 days, and then I stopped playing because I honestly didn't know what I was supposed to do next.
I couldn't jump. I just...
There should never be a time when I don't know what to do next. Like,
But
you know, if I walk it around for a long time, then finally just stop and tell me, okay, go do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I had nothing in my quest journal, and I couldn't find anyone to give me a quest.
We all should have known this was coming when you could pretty much play EverQuest all the way to the end of the game for free.
Oh wow!
But we should have all known this.
So the amount of these giant MMOs, they're dwindling. I mean, we can at least agree on that, right?
I can agree on that.
I mean, is Ion even still active?
Yes, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, Ion is still active. You can still play it. Did you know City of Heroes is still active?
Holy shit, no way.
Champions is still active. All those games are still active. They're still open. They've changed the business model. They're now free to play. Wow. In fact, I think you can download a lot of them on Steam right now.
Yes, you can.
So, I mean, that Steam has a whole section just dedicated to free-to-play. Aeon is on there, Dungeons & Dragons Online, Lord of the Rings Online, Vindictus, which everybody thought was going to be groundbreaking with the action fight games. I mean,
is Tabula Rasa still on there?
Oh, I don't even know, dude. That's
I'm just kidding.
Because I download it. Seriously, it's you know, pay for a couple months of entertainment or pay for this, pay for that. And Age of Empires, I'm looking at it ABP, right now.
I think ABP is actually still out there.
Yeah, it is. Remember, it was relaunched?
Oh yeah.
It is terrible. I don't know.
ABP, it was APB Reload. Yeah, neither do I. APB Reloaded. Okay, here's one. DC Universe Online. Remember when that was the big thing? Because it was going to be on PlayStation and everybody was like, oh.
I think it still is,
it
right?
It is. And it's free to play. But it's a game that everybody can play. That's what works.
That wasn't fun, though.
Yeah, DC Universe is not my cup of tea. But it's just, you notice that all these free titles, all these big name titles that everybody thought was going to be the quote-unquote WoW killer have gone free to play. That's just the way that the business model is. That's just the way the beast is transformed.
Yep.
And
all right, so here's a question. Okay. If World of Warcraft was, say, 4 years younger,
okay,
would it be free to play right now?
Yes.
I don't even know.
Absolutely. Without even hesitation, it would be free to play.
Yeah, I would agree.
You can't right now. Okay, if you think about it, back in the original days of World of Warcraft and vanilla WoW, you only had about 4 million players. Mm-hmm. So 4 million versus 11 million, that's a lot of capital. So a lot of profit. So if you think about it, if it would have been 4 years ago, we would have been halfway through Burning Crusade. Okay? So the second expansion would have came out, there would have been a lot of negative feedback, it probably would have went free to play.
Yep.
But because of it was the .com boom, it was the MMO boom. Mm-hmm. World of Warcraft.
No, it was the real first you know, it was the one that took over. Like it was
basically was the
MMO
thing that replaced EverQuest.
Yeah,
is what it was. And to this day, both games are still live, but EverQuest has gone free to play. EverQuest has been around for a lot longer than WoW, so WoW will have that life cycle, and I guarantee it will go free to play at some point. But
when Titan's released,
probably. But right now, it's not because it's still making money. There's no point, even though it lost 1.1 million subscribers in the last quarter. It still has 11 million subscribers.
Actually,
all those 1.1 million all went over to Star Wars.
Actually, I believe reading somewhere that they're actually down to 9.2 million right now.
Okay, but still, 9.2 million. That is not a number to say, okay, well, we should go free to play. They're still getting that money out of month. When it starts dropping down and dipping towards the 4 and 5 million, I can see them going, okay, we don't have the player base anymore. They've either moved on to Diablo, to Titan. They've either dried themselves out and they go, okay, World of Warcraft is done. It's had its lineage. Move on. But I think that 4 years ago, definitely, if that was the case, free to play, if that business model was what it was today, we would see World of Warcraft go free to play.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because I believe that the entire, the stigma of the words has completely changed in the last, 18 months.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Massively multiplayer online.
I was just talking about free to play. Like it's changed from being a bad word, like a bad phrase to a business model that MMOs are aspiring to.
Because free to play was the death of a game.
Yep.
When free to play happened a couple years ago, it was like, oh, that no one's ever playing that again. Oh, free to play, that just buried in the ground. Nobody's playing, so they have to go free to play because they can't pay their bills. Now, because of the way the microtransactions work, everybody's going, wow, there's a lot of money to be made. And that's why I brought up the whole Facebook thing, is because even if you don't consider that an MMO, they have capitalized on the free to play model. Send me $5 and I will give you enough energy to play for the next couple hours. Throw that in.
It's bad because it's so easy to just click for $5 worth of stuff.
Or it's I was playing Drakensang online, and I got sucked into it because it was like, oh, here's this really cool gear. Or if you want the next expansion slot, it's only 4,000 whatever their, you know, gold was. Their little little orbs, of purple orbs, whatever they called.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You know what it was? $2.99.
How do you so you were like, all so right,
I
like, shit.
I'm not. I didn't buy the game. So what's $2.99? And then, oh, this deal is the veteran pack. It's $4.99. You get more stuff, a couple health potions, and some epic items. Okay, bought it. Then I was like, here's Veteran Pack 2. And I was like, done. Stopping. I have to stop because I would have just dropped. You end up putting more money into buying because it had seven slots, and it kept increasing by $2. So by the time I was done, I literally have paid for the game just to get inventory slots.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Like, and I know that it was mostly pioneered by Zynga, but, I mean, EA does it, and a whole bunch of other companies, Playdom and all the other ones do it, too. They make it so easy. Like, it's two clicks later. Like, you give us two clicks, and we'll let you keep playing. And you're like, okay.
Well, people are playing because, you know what it is?
It's free.
There's no upfront cost.
Yep.
That's why. Because it's buy now, you know, play now, buy later type deal. It's I'm playing this game. I want to continue playing this game. I'll drop. So you do $2.99 a month. By the end of the year, you paid for the game, and you haven't bought anything. You've bought an outfit and some space in the matter of 10 months. But you've been playing a game for 10 months, and you're like, ha! These guys are losing so much money, and they're not. They're making their money. They just gave you a title to play that gives you enough, you know. Game over time.
Yeah. It is crazy how they do that.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's the fate of the game. It's where everything goes, and that's why you see a lot more MMOs coming out as free to play. Because it works. Exactly. And they're gonna get their money, just it may take a little bit longer.
Whew. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And I like free to play, so I'll try anything with once. Debo.
It has its moments. I don't dislike it.
Hey, League of Legends is free, and I freaking love that game. And
a lot of people like that game.
It's really a lot of fun. And you can buy characters, you can buy skills, talents, and make yourself a better player, or you could just not do anything at all and just play the game.
Yep.
And and there's always a game going on. There's always somebody playing it. When you have a good game, you can be free to play because people will throw money at you.
Oh, yeah.
So I think what the advantage to that is that we're going to get better quality MMO games.
That'd be nice.
We hope.
Yeah, well, we hope.
You have a high quality MMO game, everybody's going to be like, just here, take my money.
But, all right, Corey, you make it and we'll sell it.
No, if I'm making anything, it's going on Steam.
Oh, which means that Matt's not going to play.
Oh, okay. I'll put it on Xbox Live.
Fair enough.
Oh,
actually, that's a whole other concept that we have to talk about, but I would never put anything on Xbox Live.
Well, speaking of Xbox Live, I forgot to mention that I was playing, the crap load of Racketeer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Still enjoying it like you did at PAX East?
Yeah. World 8 is obnoxiously hard, but I finally got all golds on all the levels today. So, yep.
Good job. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Oh, all right.
I got 3 stars on Angry Birds.
Nice.
Golf clap. Nothing.
Do people still play that?
I know, right?
He's going to keep playing that. The game is it's one of those games that will never die.
Yeah, it's.
Like I just took it off my phone because it just got boring.
Did you play the space one?
No. Oh, space one.
So yeah, okay. So I cannot believe we're having this conversation, but I have to tell you about it. You basically launch. It's in space. Birds in space, which is cool because when you basically launch your bird, and when it gets into the orbit of a planet, it orbits, so it goes into a circular motion. So you basically go into this gravity, you know, hole that launches your bird in all sorts of different directions. The physics and mechanics of the game have completely flipped, It's ridiculously fun. It really is.
Does it, like, you know, pick up speed as it's going around a planet, like in a Roadrunner thrust?
It slows
move?
Down to land.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So it actually brings you closer, and depending on the pull of the planet, it can go really fast, or it can go and take quite a time. So you can make a couple rotations before you actually hit the ground. Oh, it's very clever the way they did it. I was like, okay, it feels like a completely different game. The mechanic. It's nice. Still the same right. birds. It's still the birds are the same, but they're like space looking, and then there's pigs in
right,
space
of course.
And looking, and you're space in space
looking, aka they're in spacesuits.
They rather than just reskin the entire game, they reskinned it and then redid the mechanics, which make it a completely new creature.
Nice.
Huh. Well, at least that's acceptable.
It is. Yeah. You can't really type. You can't say anything bad about it because it's actually a new game. So.
Oh, I can say plenty of bad things.
You can't
about
say anything
it.
Bad about it. You haven't downloaded it. You got to download it first. Then you can say anything you want bad so. About it. I see.
Yeah, I'm probably not.
You get no opinion.
So it's like all the time, like every other show.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, got it. So do you guys have anything else on MMO spaces?
I just missed you guys.
Oh. Yeah, or something like that.
Hey, I will debuff you. I'm just letting you know.
Oh.
That will happen.
Aww.
Oh.
Where's my stamp buff?
Yeah, up. That must be
I know, I'm sorry, that's probably an MMO joke. But that's not even a Warcraft joke. That's an MMO joke because every warrior has freaking some stamina buff in every single title.
Oh, yeah. I almost never play a DPS class.
Oh, okay, I want to ask. Are you guys going to play Star Wars The Old Republic when it goes free to play?
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't you want to know what happens?
Nope.
I don't understand. Like, I can say that I do not entirely understand. I wanted to play it. I was gung-ho about it. And then I don't know what happened. I just stopped caring.
But now it's free to play, so why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Better things to do with his time.
Yeah. We're actually catching up on West Wing, so we're in the fourth season now, so I got that.
I just bought a new CD from one of my favorite bands, so I'll be listening to that, you know, doing some other stuff.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you want to put better co-hosts on the podcast, please put in the comment section.
Oh, let's get rid of Corey.
We can get rid of Corey anytime that someone brings it up.
All right.
Brings it up, get rid of him.
I think we're done. I think we're done.
Yeah. So quickly, Corey, drop how people can get in touch with you.
You can pretty much find me on any social network as the Mythic Griffin, MythicGriffon. That's on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Reddit. If it's out there, I'm probably on it as Mythic Griffin. And you guys can find me on Steam, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, just friend me up because I'm always looking for people to play games with. So that's Mythic Griffin.
What if they didn't want to find you?
Then you can find me at Quiglin. That's Quigl.
That was bad.
Wow. All right. I see how it is. It's cool. All right, Matt, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter at Shredding Ruin, RUEN. Find me on Facebook. Any other thing, I guess. Yeah.
All right. And, of course, you can catch me as Quiglin, Quiglin. Make sure to check me out on coinop.tv, and I'm trying to hopefully be writing a little bit more so we can get that going. And Corey and I are developing a new show, which we haven't really even talked about yet.
But we are open to suggestion.
That's right.
Alert. Let's hear it.
No, seriously. I said yesterday, we should get a new project together, and he was like, all right.
Nice.
And so the idea was born.
That's it. That's how these things happen.
That's what happens.
That's how these things go on. So drop us a line. And, of course, you can email me at quiglin@gmail.com or at bbentley@aggregamer.com if you have any ideas for the show, and or leave your comments in the show notes. All right, guys, it's good to be back on the air. Like I always say, we got to do this more often because I just know we need to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's episode 101 of the AgriCast. I guess we are out. Peace.
Leroy!
Debuffed.